Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, these days, young people, more than anything else, studies show that they want to be entrepreneurs. Back in the day, late 90s, people were trying to be athletes. People were trying to be rappers, okay? Guess what people want to be today? Entrepreneurs. Even the athletes, even the rappers. So it's interesting that entrepreneurship has really risen through the ranks. It's not the things of Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and some of these entrepreneurs from a long time ago. In fact, people see today that entrepreneurs have incredible impact and influence, and many even have incredible income. And so with the recent surveys that people have done saying to young people, hey, what do you aspire to be? What do you want to be? Entrepreneurship rises at the top of the list all around. In fact, it's not odd to talk with a high school junior, senior, and hear that they've tried one business, two businesses, three or four. It used to be like we would hear statements that, yeah, I've worked at McDonald's or I've worked at these types of places. Today, it's, hey, I started a dropship business, or I started a marketing agency, or I started reselling something, or it's just unbelievable. And the savviness of young people, they've seen people that have been their age become millionaires. It's not out of the question. And why? It's because we live in a world right now where the digital tools, the digital technology has allowed people to start with much, much smaller investment, essentially start businesses for free. I remember back 10, 12, 14 years ago, a book came out called The $100 Startup by Chris Guillebeau. And that book rocked my world. It showed me that, hey, you don't need $10,000, $100,000, $1 million to start a business anymore. You can literally start a business for $100. And it is such a blast to be able to teach young people in college that you don't have to wait till you graduate to start paying back your tuition. In fact, you can fund your experience right now. And so there's many people that have a business now while they're in college and they can balance things. In fact, I just got off the phone with a mom of a high schooler. Get this. What was the state? I want to say it was Minnesota. It was Minnesota. So a mom of a high school senior whose son started a car dealership. What? Yeah, he goes to these auctions. He finds out what they need to do to get them fixed up. He fixes them up and then he flips them. And if something needs massive, massive work, then they'll bring in a automotive expert. But this is unbelievable. And her question to me was, hey, can he sustain this car dealership while a freshman? And so I had a talk with her about rethinking that business model and sure how it is possible today. I gave her three ideas and we'll see what happens. But the point is this, that you do not need to wait until you are 24 to start a business. You can start a business when you're 14. And we have this incredible opportunity called QCAMP. It stands for Cedarville University Entrepreneurship. And it's called QCAMP, first time ever. And I have the deep honor of leading this, directing this. And it's a camp for ages 14 to 18 years old. It's overnight for most people. Some people, if they're local, they may commute. But it's incredible. I mean, you talk about a massive deal. It includes June 4th through June 7th. So that would be the fourth night, fifth night, sixth night. So 3 nights and 4 days. Meals, $199. and they can literally learn and launch a business. Now, this is not fictitious. We're not going to say, hey, you know, in theory, what if you launched a bit? We're going to be basically say, like, what are you passionate about? What do you want to start a business with? And then these 14 to 18 year olds are going to do it. And we're going to rank them and judge them, and there'll be prizes. In fact, I want to take you to the website right now. And what's really cool is these are called, again, academic camps. And you can find out more about these. You just go to cedarville.edu/event/academic-camps. But just Google it, Cedarville Academic Camps. And, you know, they didn't have these back when I was a young person. But check out these camps. You have engineering camp, entrepreneurship, music, nursing, worship, geology, pharmacy, what? Psychology, theater, art and design, athletic training, health care exploration, molecular biology, and speech and debate camp. How unbelievable is that? Super cool. So let's jump in and let's take a peek at exactly what entrepreneurship camp is. So let's click into this one, more info. And this camp is unbelievable. It is $197, and we have registration until May 15th. So if you're listening to this now and it's after that date, too bad. That's why it's important that if you know a high schooler, we have people coming from Texas. We got two people just signed up from New York. We have people from Missouri, people from Kansas, people from Ohio. But these camps are filling up fast, and it's Tuesday through Friday. And you'll notice that it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And it's powered by FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, which is fantastic. And you'll notice here that I wrote this description, but it basically says, do you dream of pitching ideas, creative problem solving, and starting a business? Imagine a week of fun, adventure, and creativity all wrapped into one. Welcome to Cedarville University Entrepreneurship, or Q Camp. This one-of-a-kind experience is the perfect opportunity for high school students interested in tech and business. You'll discover how to generate ideas, create a value proposition statement. We call that your VPS. This is all stuff that I teach even adults, but we'll make it in a fun way. Develop a minimum viable product, what's called an MVP. Build strong networking connections and map out a business plan. Get ready for fun events like pitch competitions and a Shark Tank experience with real prizes. Plus, I mean, we're going to do a lot of outdoor things. Cedarville is at a beautiful, beautiful campus. There is a climbing wall. There's a fitness center. There's outdoor games. There's frisbee golf. There is a coffee shop right within walking distance. We're going to go to something called Beans and Cream. Okay. But there is incredible times. There's group times, a larger group, smaller group, coaching sessions. If you'd like your idea to be coached through, I recruited incredible college students to be the camp counselors. They're thrilled. In fact, this is what they do. And they're geeking out that they get to help high schoolers think through this as well. It says campers will gain more clarity to see if the entrepreneur life is something they'd like to pursue as a future concentration in college or as a full-time profession. And so if you know somebody who is wired that way, you know a young person, you know somebody who might, listen, you have no prerequisite experience or knowledge. You do not need to be in like this massive, hey, I know a ton about entrepreneurs. You might not even know what entrepreneurship is, and that's okay. I certainly didn't when I was, if you had asked me at 14 through 18, what is an entrepreneur? I would have said, I'm not really sure. But I'll tell you what, these days people are more and more savvy. The world of Elon Musk, Sarah Blakely, even people that young people think are incredible, influencers, they're also entrepreneurs. And so that's kind of the shift. Entrepreneurship, I tell people, is a mindset. It's not a minor. It's a mindset. It's not a major. And so you see that really everybody in every industry needs to be thinking like an entrepreneur. I tell people all the time, you are a brand. And when you go for a job interview, you're basically saying to the employer, do you want to buy my brand? And if they say no, then the answer is no. But if they want your brand, i.e. you, then they'll hire you. And so this is really how we need to think about things. In fact, studies show that the average person today in America, about half will have a side gig as well. So even the ones who are employees have a side gig that they're working on. It could be photography, could be website design, could be tutoring, could be a lot of things, but it could be eBay. But a lot of people do have an Etsy store. A lot of people have a side gig. And so they are a solopreneur. And so any type of Q Camp experience will help them. And think about it. College is not a cheap investment. And so this gives your young person a real opportunity. And listen, I've heard the debate, do entrepreneurs need to go to college? Yes or no? I'll tell you what. One of my friends who didn't go to college, Gino Wickman, who wrote the book E-Leap, also started EOS, Entrepreneur Operating System. He said that in his book, E-Leap, he researched and talked to people, and they said even if they did not get a degree, everybody who went to college, the vast majority said it was massively helpful to help them in their entrepreneurial journey, i.e. certain classes, certain relationships, certain mentoring, certain experiences. So I believe that it's all what you make of it, the college experience. Will certain people blow it off and waste time? Sure. But you know what? Entrepreneurship, the way I teach it, is extremely practical. It's extremely relevant. And that's why a lot of young people are getting incredible results. So I would find it a deep honor to help you, help your young person, help your grandkid, your niece, nephew, cousin, whoever, consider Q Camp. So jump in. I wanted to give a special episode, brief episode, just to talk about how entrepreneurship, I believe, is incredibly important and it's becoming popular. And therefore, the sooner you can expose young people, I mean, we expose young kids to soccer, lacrosse, speech. I remember my kids taking speech in like second grade, speech competitions. We give them exposure to all kinds of things at a very young age, and yet entrepreneurship, we kind of hold way back. Well, not any longer. All right, be a soul on fire. Can't wait to see you at Q Camp. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.